With me is WFPL arts reporter Erin Keen. She's here every week to talk about what's coming up this weekend, her picks for the weekend. So Erin, what's number one on your list?
Well, Thursday tonight, Chasing Ophelia is opening at the Bardstown. This is a remount of an original production written by Doug Shuddy, who's the executive director of the Bardstown Theater Company. It was the very first show that the theater put on when they first opened their space upstairs. Mm-hmm. So now that they have a couple of seasons under their belt, they've built up a fairly loyal audience. They're thinking, let's remount this show that went over really well, but a lot of people just missed it because they didn't know who the Bardstown was or what mm-hmm. was happening. Bit of a madcap romantic comedy in the vein of writer writes characters and characters come alive. Writer is a bit of an absentee parental figure. Mm-hmm. Characters start breaking away from writerly intent and have their own agenda that ends up being very, they read some Shakespeare and get their own ideas.
Oh,
so,
good.
Yeah, promises to be a lot of fun.
Sounds like a lot of fun, yeah.
So that's opening at the Bardstown this weekend and running through next weekend. They even have a Sunday performance at 5:30, which will wrap in time for the Oscars party downstairs.
Oh, right. So, yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's next?
So Saturday evening, Moving Collective is staging a contemporary dance program at the Clifton Center. Moving Collective is a Louisville-based group of dancers and choreographers who are dedicated to keeping contemporary dance alive in the Ohio Valley. And that's great because we don't have a whole lot of, these days, really stable, modern and contemporary dance companies around here. Mm-hmm. So Moving Collective really fills a pretty vital niche. They're going to present work from six choreographers from Kentucky, Ohio, Minnesota, and Virginia, including some Louisville choreographers. They're also staging their first commissioned piece by Rodney Brown, who's the founder and director of the Brown Dance Project. He's an HIV/AIDS educator and activist, a dancer and choreographer. And this piece is called Potter's Seed Then Wheats. It sort of explores biblical themes, religious cultural studies, built around the ideas of growing, building, becoming, all in dance. That's Saturday at the Clifton Center.
All right. So finally, what should we go do this weekend?
Well, there's a lot happening, but if you're a classical piano fan, then you could do worse this weekend. Louisville Orchestra is performing in Whitney Hall Friday night, and then the Russian National Orchestra is on tour, and they'll be in Whitney Hall Saturday night. Both programs feature acclaimed piano soloists. Mm-hmm. And so if you're, maybe if you're really dedicated, you can go to both. But if not, I don't know. I guess you have to sort of flip a coin and say, am I going to go for the home team? Am I going to go for the away team? Will we sell jerseys for these in, next?
Big foam fingers.
Foam fingers for orchestra productions. I think that could really, that music makes a city, they could
That's
say.
Right. Yeah.
We're number one.
That's right. Well, okay. So Christopher Taylor and Daniil Trifonov are the pianists for this weekend. A lot of things to do this weekend. That's Erin Keen. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.